Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Folks, if you haven't been with us for the full 2 hours, well, I just want to encourage you. In our first hour today, Rick Manning was with us. Great, great conversation with Rick about the failure of the Build Back America program. But he also talked, and I talked, about what's going on in India, what's happening over there. We are in really some significant, desperate need of your support. I'm going to tell you that. We are on both secular and Christian stations, but we don't do, week-long fundraising drives or things of that nature. We don't want to take up your time with that. We want to take up your time by giving you valuable information. We announced in our segment in the first hour, David Wormser from the Center for Freedom, Center for Security Policy, will be with us. He is the director of the Project on Global Anti-Semitism and U.S.-Israel Relationship. This guy is a world-class commentator. He'll be with us here twice a month on this program. Also joining us regularly on the program will be Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. He was on the Mark Levin Show just last night. He'll be with us on a monthly basis. He will be back with us on a monthly basis. We'll also be joined by Pastor Clinton Howard Childress Jr., blackgenocide.org. Again, he'll be a regular contributor to our program. Victor Avila has become a regular contributor to our program. Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, and he was also a part of the Trump transition team and has been responsible for some of the most conservative and positive bills that have been passed over the course of the last 10 years. And Rick is with us on a regular basis. Brigitte Gabriel of Act for America is with us on a fairly regular basis. Alveda King is with us. Also joining us this Friday, Alex Newman and George Barna will be with us this week. Folks, we have big guests. on the program, and we do a big work in India. Over 553 churches now in India. We support a Bible school, an orphanage, a sewing school for our widows there, as well as feeding the poor that we do, and our freshwater well projects. But all of these things require finances. We need your help. In 2022, we need your help. If you like getting the information you get on our program, if you have checked out CG4I, our India project, and you like what you see, the life-changing impacts that we're having in India, we need your help. In total, we can do a well a month. We can do all of our outreaches, and we can support all of our facilities over there for $3,000 a month. Just $3,000 a month is all we need to support our India ministry, do our weekly food giveaways where we give away sacks of groceries that feed anywhere from 50 to 100 families for an entire month in our, as we go into these villages and cities and parts of the city where they are cast off people. And we take care of our main base of operation, as well as being able to put in a well every single month. And each well represents anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 changed lives for decades. And you can be a part of it. Just $3,000 a month is all we need for that. Our radio budget's a little bit different than that. And if you want more information about it, shoot me an email, pg@pastorgregyoung.org. pg@pastorgregyoung.com or .org should get to me. And I'd love to hear from you if you're interested in helping us. If you're a business and you'd like to be a sponsor on the program, get a hold of us. Love to hear from you. You can contact me directly on my cell phone, 209-380-8654. 209-380-8654. All right, let me get to my guests and let me get to some topics, because that's what we do here at Chosen Generation Radio. We want to help educate you. I want to welcome my next guest. He is the host of KABC in Los Angeles. I'm going to say the number one program in that hour, live midnights. I want to welcome Jed Denning to the program. Hey, man, you're the next Greg Gutenberg, bud, right? I mean, that's, you know.
Gutfield.
Yeah, he started out.
Greg Gutenberg, I accept. Thank
well, there you go. Yeah, he started out as the host of Red Eye. And now look, he's the main guy on the Five, right? So there you go. Who knows?
You know, it's funny. We've actually been pitching. Before Trump came in, we were in front of Sony Studios, and we were doing the Republican alternative to The Daily Show, right? And they're like, we know there's lots of people that want to fund your advertising, but we just can't do it, man.
Yeah.
We just can't. I'm like, well, why not? But it's America, so we've been on that path for a long road. There's always a need for some good, funny people out there, and we're glad to be among them. It's been a good time.
Well, I'm glad, you know, I'm very glad to have you, because it is a joy. You do, you know, add some humor to this whole conversation. But I want to talk to you a little bit about, I was actually just out in California, by the way. I was in Palm Springs, and we did a film premiere for a film called Finding Courage, one family's story of how they fought back against the CCP. They are the most persecuted people in China, and that's the Falun Gong. And Christians. I mean, there's no question. Christians and the Falun Gong. But Falun Gong seems to really bring out the worst in the behavior of the Chinese communists. And this film actually has behind-the-scenes footage, as well as individuals that were part of the labor camp where this was going on. The commandant, the head guy, is interviewed. These guys have all gone underground and have come forward. They're defectors who are talking about what really goes on over there. So it's powerful, powerful film. But I noticed something, Judd. I noticed that we flew into Ontario, and I noticed that all around Ontario, everybody is like masked up. It's like, okay, you could feel the oppression. Then we get out to Palm Springs, right? And we stayed at a Residence Inn out there in Palm Desert and went into an Applebee's. And, you know, I mean, you walk in the door and you look around and, yeah, people have their masks, but they're like in their pockets, right? Like, it's like just in case, you know. But bottom line was, people were free in Palm Springs in a way that I didn't see in other parts around that area. You live out there. You're in the middle of that. Am I on to something when I look at the difference between, I don't know, a conservative community versus a liberal one?
Well, I think you walked down the right street in Palm Springs. I took my kids down there. We have a membership in the Palm Springs Tennis Club for 20 years, and I took my kids down there twice, and it was just horribly masked throughout the entire process there. But yes, it is freer out there. You have different sheriffs that are out there that, you know, they're in opposition to our Los Angeles DA, which is really, I mean, he's the worst of the worst, very, very repressive, anti-justice kind of guy, actually, if you think about it, moral relativist, which is kind of the issue of the day, Greg, for me is, you know, I look at the degradation of California, and I really look at, as I said when we wrote our book originally, it's moral relativism versus moral absolutism. And in the realm of moral relativism is communism, and it's socialism, mm-hmm. and it's government control. In the mm-hmm. realm of absolutism is Jesus Christ, our Judeo-Christian founders. 56 of them were actually known Christians, although the left has this fantasy to say that there's this big realm of deists at the time. We're a Christian nation. And it's okay for things to be right and things to be wrong. And, you know, here we go. Yesterday, I moved down to Texas as well, half the year and a day for sure, because I'm out of here on taxes. And, you know, we see this thing in Collierville yesterday, and the FBI this morning gets on the radio and says that, oh, you know, it was, fortunately, it was just one issue. It was his sister, his anti-Semitic sister. It doesn't look like he hated the Jews, even though he took, you know, Jewish people hostage at the synagogue. I mean, and that's the continued America that we have. And we have this, I was thinking about it too, because the FBI being like an East, you're talking about regional compliance with leftist and rightist ideology. You know, the FBI is generally a East Coast organization. And they seem to really want to beat the drum of, you know, that there is no such thing as radicalism, just as Joe just brought in all these people unchecked from Afghanistan, and then left an entire, you know, mobilized military equipment cachet behind for them. So, yeah, I mean, that our nation's going in that general direction. But here in Los Angeles, it's really interesting because, you know, it's soul-crushing for us at times. I went into a grocery store down on Washington Boulevard called Rainbow Acres. We've been going there for many years. Every employee is miserably heavy mask. I took down my mask to get a drink. Someone flew across the store. Sir, put on your, you cannot drink at the store. You know, I mean, Karen or Kevin? You know, you had to sit on that moment. I was about to go off on there and like, call for liberation. Because look, I got COVID in Texas, you know, and I've had long COVID for quite a while, actually. And, you know, I walked in and your doctor's down there said, hey, son, so listen, you might as well throw ping pong balls at a chain link fence. You can take your mask off here because the microbes, you're not protecting us or yourself. And that rationality, that cult of rationality is where Texas and Florida are leading the country. And I wrote an article, Greg, that's going to come out today, I hope. It's called The Religion of Over-Reliance and Over-Compliance. And it's based upon, this applies to California, is, you know, the roots of the word religion are to bind, and we're getting bound to big government as a normal way of life. You know, a binding, a rebinding is from the roots of religion, religiar, right?
Right.
And we're bound. People are becoming more and more bound to government, and they're trying to do that farther and farther from our original principles.
Well, you've touched on so many critical issues. I think relative to what you just were sharing. I mean, this situation with regards to the FBI and I'll just read a quote, and I read this in our first half hour, but our hour, so it's good. I want to get it on again. FBI special agent in charge Matt DiSarno got the ball rolling when he said, "We do believe from our engagement with this subject that he was singularly focused on one issue, and it was not specifically related to the Jewish community, but we're continuing to work to find motive, and we will continue on that path." Look, the bottom line is, and there's a great article by Robert Spencer on Front Page Mag talking about this particular Colleyville issue, Judd. And, it's the idea. And it was actually, there was a sermon that was preached in one of their mosques, which, folks, I'm going to tell you, mosques are military outposts. Al Rasuli, who comes on our program, has offered a $1.5 million challenge to any imam that disproves any of what he says. You can't. But they believe that the Jews rule the world, and that's why they pick on the Jews. Back after
this. This is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Judd Dunning, unapologetic on KABC in 970 AM in LA. And I know you write for Newsmax, so I want to protect all of that, because I want you to be able to continue to get your articles out there. But we can talk about the fact that OANN over the weekend was booted from DirecTV. And I think that's something that we should all be talking about, and we should all be very concerned about. I mean, they tell us that communism is not happening in America. That's what they say. Communism is not happening in America. Well, I hate to differ, because I think communism is happening in America. And throwing a major network off like that is a perfect example of it.
Yeah, not by definition. The owners of the OAN, like we've actually pitched down there as well back in the day. And look, they're they're nailing it. I mean, we can talk a little bit about what we talked about offline, but, you know, it's like I was saying that because, and I was about to say this before we cut over, is, you know, I'll write certain articles and I'll get multiple edits because of the lawsuits. And part of it was, you know, when they were going to be sued by Dominion. So you do have this like plutocratic threat to all conservative media. But the thing going on with DirecTV is just the cabal of it's amazing. We're at a point now when you want to look at the health of America, if the profit motive itself protects free speech, it's probably a healthy system. But when people are willing to lose profits to silence right-leaning media, they're more concerned that you have dangerous ideologues running these companies. And that's something we've really seen, you know. And I go back to our monopoly laws a long time ago because, you know, if we don't break up certain groups, right, they get too hegemonic. They get too much power. We've seen it in Facebook. We've seen it in Twitter. So we really have to, you know, we really are a country of individuals that has big business. But big business gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And now big business will throw out the profit motive to repress free speech. And it's deplorable. And even when I'm on KABC, you know, they're all masked up in there and you have to show your vax card and everything because they're owned by the hyper-leftist cumulus, right? So it's a tough conundrum for those guys. And I think OAN's been taking it on the nose and doing a better job. I will tell you something. When I went in there originally and I was walking through with the owners, I said, what do you get most news? And they said, well, we just, you know, mostly Reuters. We'll use the Reuters tape and then we'll put our own, you know, spin on it. And that's, you know, because that's where they, you know, it's a pretty small organization. I think I've heard they're like 50, 60, 70 grand. They don't pay very well. You know, so I've looked at good. And, but I'm sure they can't just use the same Reuters like they were 5 to 7 years ago.
Well, I would think not. But, you know, I mean, but the reality is that, you know, here they are. And, you know, yeah, they're going to take, I mean, look, we know that mainstream media and news is biased. I've been highlighting that on this program for years with Dan Gaynor and Media Research Center that does an incredible job. And if you're not subscribed to get, you know, the Newsbusters blasts and you're not paying attention to what Newsbusters is pointing out, you know, you should be. Because Newsbusters is identifying left-wing media bias and how bad they're going. They've had to create a free speech division at MRC to try to push back on that. And that's part of why Dan's not on the program anymore, is because of the fight. I mean, they literally tried to cancel Newsbusters to the point that Newsbusters couldn't get anything out into the public at all anywhere. And of course that's because they're pointing it out. So you're in the belly of the beast, bro. You are literally in, you know, the belly of the beast. And I have to believe, you know, that there are, you know, good people in there that are going along because, I mean, Nurse Angela, who is, a part of Steve Kirsch's organization, she took the poke last January because she was told it was safe and she had to take it. And by the way, Kavanaugh folded on us, Judd. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Kavanaugh and Roberts sided with the liberals. Okay. So there was a split at the Supreme Court on Friday. They said, you know, that there would not be a mandate on private employers, that was unconstitutional. They couldn't do that. But they let stand, the mandatory injection of healthcare workers.
Yeah.
Now, my good friend Nurse Angela went into a cardiac episode as soon as she was injected. And she and Nurse Danny, who has been on the program here a number of times, have been talking about the number of children that they were treating in pediatric ER as a result of the injection. Folks, we're missing it by not understanding. When they consider parents who show up at school board meetings to be domestic terrorists, when that incident that you talked about there, Judd, the synagogue in Colleyville, and the first thing they wanted to say was, this must be a white supremacist, one of those white supremacist domestic terrorists. And yet when they get the guy's name, for goodness sake, and they won't acknowledge that, you know, that a name like, Akram, right, is not an Islamic. Malik Faisal Akram. Hello.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. When you genuinely love on people, the authenticity of your concern for their eternal destination cannot be mistaken or dismissed or be more compelling or be more rewarding for you. I don't know what to call it. The term evangelism carries so much baggage that I don't even want to be associated with it anymore. And yet, it's the one task that Jesus mandated us to do, to go into the world and make disciples that none should be lost. The problem comes when you push in on someone's face without their permission. So run as far away from that as possible and just love on people. Jesus said they'll know that you're his disciple by your love and to love them as much as you love yourself. This is your purpose, and they are your mission. If you need help sharing your faith, go to IgniteAmerica.com.
And now, your Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
2 Timothy 2:25 says, God is the one who grants us the gift of repentance. The ability to recognize your sin and need for salvation is a gift from God. And I urge you today, don't say no to that gift any longer. Perhaps in recent days, you've been going through adversity in your life and you're beginning to realize perhaps God is trying to get my attention. He is, but not because he hates you. It's because he loves you and he wants you to experience the abundance, a blessing that he wants to pour out upon you. And starting to feel that pain of your sin and your distance from God is the first step back home to the Father who loves you.
You're listening to Dr. Robert Jeffress. For information and helpful resources, go to ptv.org.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I am very, very excited to have my next guest on the program with me. He is the founder and head honcho at Technocracy News. And if you're not getting their updates, well, another one that I really encourage that you get. I know I'm trying to fill up your mailbox, and you probably already got a full one. By the way, be sure and get ours at chosengenerationradio.com. Get signed up over there. You'll get articles that you might not be noticing, and we'll try to get that information to you. But my next guest, Patrick Wood, has some incredible, well, he's just been at the front end, the front line of addressing and prophetically talking about where we're going to be. He started in 1977 with the Trilateral Commission, and he has been in the midst of it ever since. And I'm just telling you, folks, it's really been, you know, just so enlightening, and it's been a blessing to me to be connected with him. And so I want to welcome to the program Citizens for Free Speech founder, and he just had a big conference. We'll hear about that here in just a moment. Mr. Patrick Wood. Patrick, welcome. Good to have you.
How do you do? Great to be with you again.
Great to be with you, my friend. Great to be with you. First of all, Happy New Year. And secondly, tell us about the town hall you just had with Alex Newman. Alex Newman, right? He's going to be on our program coming up. Let's see. We've got him scheduled for this coming Friday, actually.
Well, great. Yeah, we had Alex Newman. Very bright and talented young international journalist, and also Joshua Phillip of the Epoch Times, who also is a very talented young international journalist.
I love Joshua. I know him very well. We've become friends through our consistent meetings at CPAC. He's a great guy.
Indeed. And both of those young men have very keen insights into what propaganda is. And so when we decided to do the national town hall on propaganda at Citizens for Free Speech, they were the two people that just kind of popped out at me and said, we got to have them on and get this discussion going. There's such an important discussion right now. People need to know what propaganda is truly, and what, you know, how you can identify it, how you can tell definitively what is a piece of propaganda coming at you, and then beyond that, of course, what you can do about it.
So talk to me about that. What do you identify as propaganda, and how does it, you know, make itself known or apparent?
Well, exactly. You know, propaganda is a topic that's been around for decades, and it's been, there have been textbooks written on this for college, you know, university classes on propaganda. This is not just urban legend that we say, well, that's propaganda, you know. This has been studied for decades and decades. And the main thing about propaganda, and this is exactly what the Encyclopedia Britannica says, that it's meant to deceive. It uses half-truths, lies, in some cases, just outright fabrication, to deceive people to another point of view or another point of action. And that's universally true about propaganda. It is not transparent. It's met, in order for propaganda to work, the recipient or the target of the propaganda must be unaware that the propaganda is coming at them. And if there's an awareness of it, it doesn't do any good. It doesn't have any impact on people. But lying to people and deceiving people is not free speech. There are laws that regulate those sorts of things, like libel and slander and fraud. But it's ironic that
a couple of those things, right?
Yeah. It's ironic that the people who are promoting propaganda, this crazy globalist narrative, they're hiding behind the auspices of free speech. They say, oh, we have free speech to say whatever we want to say. And it's not true. It's just like, no, you can't lie and call it free speech. And the argument to prove that, by the way, is, okay, go and lie to a policeman when you get stopped for a traffic ticket or so, whatever. Just lie to the policeman and see how that, how far that gets. You know, see if they appreciate that. I don't think so. How about going and lying to Congress? Is that a crime or is that just free speech? You see, no, in every case, it's not free speech. It's a crime. So, yeah, recognizing propaganda for what it is really, really important. And, you know, identifying it is important, too.
Now, talk to me about that, because, you know, as a former Russian linguist, one of the things that we honed in upon was the issue of disinformation and the use by, you know, the Marxists and the communists. And it was a big thing in Romania. General Pacheco did a whole thing about, you know, disinformation, a book about it, as well as there's a movie you can watch. And I encourage you to check out both of those. Red Horizon talked a lot about the disinformation campaign to the Soviets. What's the difference between disinformation and propaganda, or is there a difference, or is it just a very fine nuance?
Well, it is. One is incorporated within the other, and I want to say that propaganda in general is the mechanism or the conduit to get misinformation and disinformation into the minds of people that are intended to be manipulated. So you have the conduit, kind of like the kind of like the wiring in your house. Okay, it isn't. It delivers electricity, but it isn't the electricity. That you have to have the wiring in order to get electricity through to your appliances. Well, propaganda is a broad channel of communication. The main characteristic is to deceive and manipulate. But disinformation and misinformation are two characteristics of the material that's delivered to people. So, you know, they need disinformation, for instance, needs that organ of propaganda in order to disseminate the information, false as it is. And, of course, the fact that disinformation is categorically false also is a characteristic of propaganda. So
it's interesting. So really, propaganda becomes the methodology, but, you know, propaganda also, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that we can consider, you know, because I mean, when you are, you know, sharing the gospel, right, then, you know, they have laws in countries where they don't want you to share the Christian gospel, and they consider the sharing of the gospel to be a form of propaganda in those nations.
Well, they do, but that doesn't mean that it is. The idea behind propaganda is deception, intentional deception of the hearer. Now, if somebody says, well, you Christians are intentionally trying to deceive people by presenting this, you know, I'll say quote unquote gospel, right? Then maybe they could, you know, make the claim, but, you know, you and I know that's not really true. Christians do not intend to deceive anybody. And we know who the father of lies and the father of deception is. It's not Christians, I hate to say. Well, I don't hate to say it. I'm proud to say it. So a lot of people hide behind this idea of accusing others of doing the same thing that they're doing, or hiding behind, like people in our country, the media and stuff hides behind free press, or the free speech argument, as they're lying through their teeth, intentionally deceiving you. It's just, that's not the way it is. So these countries, you know, these countries like Russia, for instance, that have accused the United States of all kinds of things over the decades, we found that in almost every case, great number of cases, that they were doing the very same thing that they were accusing us of doing. We were not doing those things, but they were. So they figured, as part of their propaganda, we would accuse the United States of doing those things to cover our own keisters. And we've seen this time and time again. This is a very common aspect of propaganda, by the way. Accuse the enemy of doing what you're doing in order to confuse him. And, like, it works pretty well, too, because people, after a while, people just throw up their hands and say, I can't understand anything. I don't know. But I have to say, the techniques of propaganda are very, very well defined, very succinctly defined by college level literature. And any of those, all of those characteristics or facets of propaganda can be used to deceive, to trick, to confuse people. And when you look at the, I tell you, when you look at the list, it's like, well, yeah, why didn't I ever see this before?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's interesting that, you know, talking about that, because I think, you know, when we look at what our media is doing in this film that I was just a part of, you know, sharing in Palm Springs, there was a picture at one point that was put up of all of the media in China mirroring the same conversation put together by the government. They were basically, you know, being fed what to say by the government. It was the same. And I remember seeing some of the same stuff here in America on some conservative stations where they were showing liberal media verbatim, word for word, saying things. And that is what you're talking about. That's the propaganda. That's the disinformation campaign. Back with more about it here.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S. based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Paul and Silas had every reason to grumble and complain. Hi there, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Just that day, they had been seized by a hostile mob, dragged into a public marketplace, beaten mercilessly, dumped into a dungeon with their feet fastened in stocks. Yeah, I'd say that was a bad day, wouldn't you? But around midnight of that same day, with their sores oozing and their bruises throbbing, you could hear Paul and Silas praying and singing a few duets of praise. Now, my friend, that's joy. Deep, resonant, contagious Jesus joy.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg. Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hey, I just want to very quickly say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to my TECNTV.com listeners and watchers. If you would like to see into the studio, watch us each day, you can do it live at TECNTV.com. Be sure and check it out. TECNTV.com, partnering with NTD TV. And some of the greatest programming you're going to watch is right there. TECNTV, the exceptional, I like to call it, Christian network. Because, well, you know what? The folks that are on there are great Christian folk. But it is the TECN Exceptional Conservative Network run by Kenneth McClinton. And encourage you to check it out. By the way, I've been saying 7 Eastern. Kenneth is on at 9 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday. 9 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday. Be sure and check it out. Suzanne Monk is on there. She's incredible. Let's see. Pam and David McQuell from Africa. There's great stuff. Great programming. Be sure and check it out. TECNTV.com, partnered with NTD TV. And you can watch it live. And if you miss any of the video, you'll get those in your mailbox or find them at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And you can find us on your favorite podcasts as well. Get signed up, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Patrick Wood is with me, Citizens for Free Speech. And he helped me out. I'm sitting here through that whole time, Patrick, and I'm going, bleh, peh, purr. No, that's not it. No, that's not. I looked up postulate. I looked up other meanings, other words for propaganda. You know, I was looking at, you know, what can Christians not do in a Muslim country? I'll tell you what they can't do. Proselytize. Goodness gracious. But proselytizing is an attempt to convert someone to one's own religious faith. And it's not propaganda, but according to the Lyndon Johnson Act, they say that it is. Interesting, huh? Right here in America.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, and this is pretty amazing, but in Canada, just recently, people in Canada who try and, like a parent trying to reorient his child to his birth origin, like male or female, can be declared guilty and tried for conversion therapy and subject to 5 years in prison. You shake your head. You go, what?
Yeah. We're living in absolutely crazy times, aren't we? Well, right here in Texas, we have a father who's fought this thing and lost all the way along because the mother, I don't know if she's a lesbian. I don't want to say that because I don't know. I'd have to look that up. But she wanted one of her sons to be a girl and started giving him hormone therapy. And when he was with the dad, he was dressed as a boy and he liked that. But when he was with the mom, she wanted to make him be a little girl. And they went all the way through the court system and he lost. And worse than that, the governor, the current governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, would not step in and get involved in this. All he had to do was stop all of the nonsense.
but he wouldn't do it. And that's why that's one of the reasons. Jamie Younger, by the way, you can look up the story. But that's one of the reasons why I'm done with Greg Abbott. Don Huffines, by the way, will be on tomorrow to open up our program. He's running for governor here in Texas, and we'll hear what he has to say. But Patrick, it's atrocious because they're using propaganda and disinformation to. I mean, look at that movie. Have you heard about the movie Mind Polluters?
I have. I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, the new documentary called Mind Polluters. I actually had Monica Leo Klein on the program talking about it. But this is a documentary that shows what is inside of children's books. Mm-hmm. And what your kids are being taught in school. They are being groomed to have sex as early as 9 years mm-hmm. old. And Planned Parenthood, and we had Monica on because she worked with them for 10 years. Planned Parenthood is trying to get girls to have, you know, abortions at the age of nine. At the age of nine, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. Sounds like propaganda.
Yeah, well, it is. And propaganda, by the way, and you bring out a good point here, propaganda is not just a matter of seeing something in a newspaper or hearing something on TV. Propaganda can be wrapped around all sorts of topics. And what you just mentioned right here is one where you hear statements like, I'm looking at the 15 characteristics or techniques of propaganda. Right here in front of me, you'll hear statements like when the propagandist implies that they're just an ordinary person like you with the same dreams and desires and so on, you should believe him or her. Just an ordinary person. This is a technique called plain folks, and it's used all the time. And so when a young person says, you know, we're both just humans, you know, going along here and you should believe what I tell you because I'm just like you. So, well, no, you're not just like me. But another one that they use frequently is that the bandwagon technique. It's a claim that because everyone else is doing it, you should too. And, you know, like everyone's taking a shot because it's safe and effective, you should take it too. That's a propaganda technique. It's just not, it has no merit to it. Other than to deceive you. Like, well, yeah, of course. Everybody else is exploring their gender identity. You should too. It's propaganda.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, that's, you know, that the whole purpose of it is to cause, you know, one to think something that you know, that someone is, and of course, then that becomes, you know, the other, well, I think one of the other major pushbacks again. Well, you know what, you're one of those conspiracy theorists,
mm-hmm.
right?
When you
out people who are using propaganda to try to get inside of the minds, like for example, of your child, it's, well, you know, you're just a conspiracy theorist.
That's often a technique of propaganda is to use name calling as mm-hmm. a means of deflection.
Mm-hmm.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it's absolutely scary.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. YouTube, I was just looking up Mind Polluters. YouTube has taken Mind Polluters down.
I'm not surprised.
YouTube has taken down Mind Polluters.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not a surprise, but that, you know, how terrible is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Not surprising. Well, we know where YouTube stands, and anything that goes against their narrative just gets killed, period.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's just, it's unfortunate. That's just the way it is. That's also part and parcel, of course, of propaganda too, is that it shuts out the alternative narratives.
Mm-hmm.
That's part and parcel. And in fact, it's built into it. One of the techniques that's been defined for decades called card stacking. It means that you only tell the selectively. You tell the good information. You leave out everything else that doesn't fit. And you know, you can if you're adept at it, you can lie by telling the truth. That'll twist your mind. Just tell half the truth, knowing the other half as well would stick a knife in your whole argument. Just tell half the truth. Well, I'm telling the truth. Yeah, but you're lying too.
Yeah. Well, and folks, we just, again, it's so critically important for us to be able to identify it. I'll be back tomorrow with more.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you confused and stressed by the news and our culture? I'm Maria Baer with the Colson Center for Christian Worldview. I want to invite you to join me and John Stone Street every week right here on this station for Breakpoint This Week. We provide a Christian perspective on the news that gives clarity, confidence, and courage for your daily life. Don't miss it.